Thanks for watching Glorious Living. I know that this program will encourage you to take off the limits and live the blessed life that God has for you. Thank you for joining me again in Studio C, and we're going to continue with what we started last week here at Glorious Living with Jesse Duplantis, Chrissy Cifuentes.
I'm so happy. You know, I was just telling them that this is one of my favorite things to do is chat with y'all about Jesus.
Well, thank
you.
It's
so good.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and we started off with, if you weren't watching last week, just so you know that we were talking about the magazine, which features Jesse's article, Take Off the Chokehold. What's the title?
Be Overwhelmed, Not Choked.
Be Overwhelmed, Not Choked, which is also based on his book, the newest book that's out called Overwhelmed. And we covered so many things there, but it was just too much in this beautiful message to cover in that one program. So we asked Jesse to stay over. So we're just taping right after that last one. And it's going to be a continuation. We believe that God has brought you here on purpose because it's time to remove all the limitations. Don't let the devil put a chokehold on you when God gave you a promise.
It's so good.
And you said that they're here on purpose. Purpose affords you anchorage in the times of battle.
That's so good.
Purpose gives you foundation. When you're a person of purpose, very few people can knock you off your feet.
That's so good.
Because you got an established foundation under your feet.
Yeah, and God always had a plan to bless his people. It started in the book of Genesis. But over time, because of tradition or the lie of the devil, people have allowed a chokehold to get on us.
That's
when God says, believe the unbelievable, nothing is impossible for you. People say, no, that's impossible. No, nothing is impossible.
I don't deny that it's impossible, but it's doable. See, you got to understand something about God. He don't do possible things. That's your job. Mm-hmm. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. He does impossible things. That's why he's God. And then he gave me to believe the unbelievable, receive the impossible, because it's doable. He probably told me that 20 years ago, and I say it all the time, because it is doable. There's always somebody saying, you can't do that, but he says, I can do all things through Christ. Mm-hmm. So every time somebody tells me, you can't do this, you can't do that, That Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Mm-hmm. Greater is he was in me than he was in the world. If I say to the mountain, be thou removed, not God, me. Not doubt in my heart, believe those things what I say shall come to pass. I'm going to have whatsoever I saith.
Yeah.
Do you see that? I mean, you want some more? I mean, he said, I give you dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air. Even when I go fishing, I catch fish. I got dominion. What does dominion mean? Domain. What does a king own? His domain. See, and he made us kings and priests, not when we get to heaven in this life. Mm-hmm. He said, go do the work I do and greater than these shall you do because I go to my Father. Jesus, if you ask anything in my name, I can keep quoting here for the next, how long is this program, 25 minutes? I can quote this thing. It's so full of that. You see what I'm saying? But the church sometimes is too full of something else. Mm-hmm. You know, that's all I'm going to say. It's time to get full of the Word of God and get full with the Holy Ghost. Building up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. That's another one. So good.
That's
Lord,
so good.
Jesus. And what
so
a blessing.
Good. And you know, in your teaching that we put in the magazine, which is so powerful, and you can read it. I'm reading mine through the app, which is such a great resource to be able to do. But in this, you talk about Abraham, how you said one quote that we pulled out, do you know why God offered a hundredfold return on your seed? The answer is found in the book of Genesis. The first thing I want you to notice is what God said about Abraham. And Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold.
That
and
that's Genesis in Genesis 13, right?
13:2.
Yes. Very rich.
Yeah, that's right.
How rich?
Very.
Tell me something. How rich? Very rich.
Come on.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, very, very. I say unto you.
And so like that word.
I like that word.
And we covered a lot on our last program about prosperity and things, which is so important that we all need this. And if you haven't watched it, you can go back and watch it after this program. But this program, I want us to focus on a little different thing, which also involves the life of Abraham. And then I know God will give you something else to do. But Abraham had a promise to be blessed. But he says, what good's it all do me if I don't have a child? He was believing for a child, and God gave him a promise that his all the families of the earth would be blessed.
Impossible.
And he had no child. Him and Sarah were very old.
Impossible.
It was impossible. And when God told him he would have that many children, go out and look at the stars of the sky, the sand of the sea, Abraham choked.
He choked on it and had Ishmael. Not that Ishmael was a bad kid. It's not the issue.
He tried to make it work in his own flesh.
Oh,
well,
that's
it. He's living by his faith.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the faith of the Son of God.
There it is
again. You see, I mean, it's all there, see? And of course, Sarah made a mistake. No wife, would you ever tell Lewis to go sleep with another woman?
No. Overwhelmingly no.
That's my point.
He'd be overwhelmed in a bad way.
Wouldn't be good.
That's exactly what she did.
That's wow.
Crazy.
That's,
she was actually, Hagar was the first surrogate mother. That stuff don't work.
So no, she was so desperate and
right,
full of
desperate.
Unbelief.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not being critical of just desperate.
They felt like they had to do something themselves to make God's promise come to pass.
Well, and Abe said, I'm going to do this for you, Sarah.
Yeah.
No, he like Hagar. You see what I'm saying? That's my point. See, when you understand that when God's going to talk, he's going to overwhelm you.
Yes.
So take the chokehold off.
Right.
Yeah. You see, and whether it's spiritual, physical, or financial, every area of your life. I don't live with choking this and choking that. Everything God tells me to do is impossible. I've had people look at me and say, you're 76 years old. You run like a gazelle. Most of your staff can't stay up with you. I don't even have the word retire in my vocabulary. Nothing wrong with retiring. I mean, my God, you know. And I don't mean this to sound wrong or bad. A lot of people I started out with, they either passed away, sick, depressed, discouraged, living on borrowed time, living on barely making a living, you know what I'm saying, on a fixed income. If you on a fixed income, look like you need a fix. Yeah, get fixed. Hallelujah. You know, some people say that the year 2026 was the year of the fixed. Well, why should it be broken? See, you don't have to fix something if it's not broken. And I'll deal with more with that about that living by the faith of the Son of God.
That's
still
good.
It's going to be good. I'm going to just give you I'm going to give you example after example of the word in my own life. And see, so you can become overwhelmed.
That's right.
Think about your family. Got your promise now.
Yeah.
Of your family down to 1,000 generations. Yeah. That's a big thing. So actually, it's more than a promise, it's a prophecy. You know, what is a prophecy? It's history wrote in advance.
That's so good. It reminds me when I was believing for you to be saved, and I didn't let the chokehold get on me. I knew no matter how crazy you were, that you could get.
That's right.
I didn't let.
Crazy.
There's no no restriction. I remember when I would give my testimony of how I believe with God for your salvation, and I remember talking to some women, and one would say, "Oh, my husband will never get saved. He's too bad," or whatever. That way they had a chokehold on. Yeah. So you got to get the chokehold off, whether it's finances, whether it's believing for your family, or a healing for your body. So
or
it works
being
in so many
free.
Areas. Anything.
You know what I did? I'm going to show you how I got debt. I say debt free. I tell people, me and Kathy, in this ministry, Romans 13:8 people, owe no man anything but to love him. I bought this little, I gave all my money away. I made a lot of money as a young man. Gave it away because I thought you had to be poor because I was raised that way to be poor, you know. Anyway, so we had a mortgage on a house and a mortgage. We went to Sears and bought some furniture. We had a mortgage on the coffee table. We had a mortgage on the couch, mortgage on the bed. Everything. Mortgage. Wait, and mortgage. Wait, where you get the word mortgage? Mortuary. Death grip. Well, when I read Romans 13:8 and heard a minister speak on, I thought, wait a minute. I can do this. So I went to Sears. This is when it was Sears and Roebuck. Went to Sears and I bought a debt-free coffee table. The coffee table cost $125. Paid for it debt-free. Now, let me tell you what I did. Now, this may sound nuts, but you can say what you want, son. I'm working on something. I want to be debt-free. Well, the coffee table was in there. Now, it was surrounded by a mortgage couch, mortgage table, mortgage rug.
You could get a really
house.
Low note at Sears and buy a whole lot of stuff, but you pay it forever.
Yeah. So watch this. You know what
take
I did?
Take 20 years to pay off
we invited,
$1,000 couch.
Yeah, we invited
because the interest kept rolling.
And Chrissy, they thought I was nuts. I said, I want everybody to look at it. I said, I want to show you a debt-free coffee table. Go ahead and touch it.
I remember that day.
I remember that day. That little two-bedroom house,
oh,
little 900
God, man,
something
man,
square
small
foot.
Small house. I said, touch it. This is debt-free. Now, that one over there has got a mortgage, but because you touch something debt-free, this will infect that mortgage over there. Mm-hmm. It will get rid of that. Within nine months, the house was paid, the furniture was paid, everything.
Supernatural.
We went debt-free.
Amen.
That is
I was
awesome.
Overwhelmed. Now, they thought I was nuts to touch a debt-free confidence. But see, you have to have a seed. You have to have something for people to they can bite on, grab on, see? And that's what I did.
That was a perfect illustration.
And that was a long time ago. Like my brother-in-law, Ricky, it was a long time coming.
But, you know, I wanted us to talk about, you also tell in your article about a woman that would ask you to pray for her healing.
Yes.
And in the article, it says you prayed for her. She was had cancer, I think.
Cancer.
And she said, heard the woman say, Lord, heal me of this cancer. I'll keep the diabetes.
That was like a
chokehold on the healing.
Well, it's the most, I've never seen nothing like that in my life. She had cancer of the throat. So they did a tracheotomy, okay? Watch this. And so I very seldom ever went to hospitals because I was an evangelist, and that's pastoral duties. But I decided to go because someone asked me to go. When I walked in to her room, she had a cigarette right here.
She was smoking through her
tracheotomy. I mean, it's kind of weird to see a cigarette sticking out. It freaked me out. I've never seen that before in my life.
That's how strong the addiction nicotine was on her life.
So she pulls the cigarette out, and there's a little blood on it. She puts her hand over and she says, I want the Lord to heal me of cancer. So I said, okay. I'm going to go over what she... And when I started praying for her, and she said, Lord, heal me. I'll keep the diabetes. I thought, why would she do that? Well, she died. She did die a few days later. Now, not being critical of that, my point is that she told me, she said, I need God to heal me of my diabetes. Why does she call it my diabetes? My cancer. Why are you believing for something
That's
you
so
don't
good.
Want?
That's so good.
See, do you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Well, why would you do that?
Wow.
I mean, answer the question. Mm-hmm. Come on. That makes total sense.
It's a common thing, though. You hear that all the time. They believe for something. Even when the devil, in fact, when they get a bad report, maybe they go to the doctor and they hear something. Even before they feel it.
Always make an excuse for the devil.
The doctor may say, you have cancer. They felt good going in. Nothing really changed physically, but they received it into them, and then they begin to believe for what the doctor said.
My family has it.
My family.
It's a generational curse. Make a generational choice. Yeah. Just because your dad was a drunk don't mean you got to be a drunk.
That's right.
Come on.
Tell them what happened when you went to the doctor. Remember, the insurance company that we had to have for the ministry wanted you to go to a physical. And so the doctor brought you into the back and he had that clipboard. Tell that story.
Oh, well, real quickly. I went to the doctor because the insurance company wanted me to do it. I said, okay. There's nothing wrong with me, and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So I just come walking in, and I'm sitting on that table with that paper on it. Mm-hmm. If you just move, I hate that. Anyway, the doctor comes in with a clipboard. Can I use the magazine?
Yeah, go ahead.
Just like this. I mean, he comes in, he's got his clipboard, he goes, how you doing, Reverend? I said, I'm doing fine. Need to ask you get some information on a little question. He said, do you have any cancer in your family? Mm-hmm. And I said, yeah, my grandfather died of cancer. Several people, my Uncle Dennis died of prostate, and he goes, he checked it off. And I just looked at him. Look at me. Quiet. He said, do you have any heart trouble in your family? I said, yes, sir. My father had a major heart attack. My oldest brother had a major heart attack, and my youngest brother had a major heart attack. He goes, checked that off. That's all he said, and I'm looking at him. But he's not looking at me. He's got his glasses on his nose, and he's doing it. He said, and then he looks up and said, you have any diabetes in your family? I said, well, my mother's a borderline diabetic, and I had a great aunt that died of diabetes. He goes, And I had enough. Mm-hmm. Now, he had his hold the magazine, like she would be the doctor. I took it, pulled it on his hand, he looked up. I said, I want to ask you a question. He said, what are you doing? I got off the table. I said, sit down, doc. Now, we're in the room, the examining room, whatever you call it. Yeah. He goes, I said, sit down. I raised my voice. He didn't know what to do. He looked at the door. Oh, I got a crazy man in here. Sit down. I said, I want to ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Do you have cancer in your family? He goes, what do you do? I said, answer the question. I was angry. Do you have cancer in your family? He goes, well, yes. I go, and I checked him off. You have heart trouble? Yeah. You got diabetes? And he didn't know what to do. And I said, let me tell you something, Doc. I am not genetically linked up with anybody in my family. I'm genetically linked up with the Lord Jesus Christ. He don't have cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, It blew him away. You know what he says? He said, I'm sick myself. He said, I have a bad stomach.
See, he was trying to put a chokehold on you.
He was trying to put a chokehold on me.
And you
I'm not going to let doctors do that.
And you wanted to show him that that wasn't, you weren't susceptible to that because you had God was on your side.
God was on my side.
I love the fact that you prayed for him.
I said, what do you mean? He said, he's shocked, you know, he's freaking out, you know what I'm saying? And I said, well, I'm going to pray for God to heal you. He said, okay. And I mean, give me a hand. I just grabbed him by the hand like, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I had to heal this man today in Jesus' name. Wow. And I said, Doc, everything's going to be fine. Anything else you need from me?
You distracted him so much. There was one more test that the insurance company required, and he didn't do it.
The electrocardiogram.
You had to come back. Wow. So tell him what happened when you come back.
2 weeks later. Now, you know how a doctor's office, you got to wait forever to get in there.
And the room was full, right? The waiting room.
It was actually no place to sit in the waiting room. So I'm standing up, boy, and the guy said, I didn't know who this man was. He said, boy, you're going to wait a long time. You know how the nurses got them, they'll pull a little piece of glass back and say somebody's name.
Reception.
Well, I said, no, I said, the Lord's going to take care of me. He goes, you know, like that. All of a sudden, the little glass go up and they say, is that Reverend DePlantis in there? And I said, yeah. The doc said, tell him to come back here. And I looked at the guy and said, you see.
He tried to put a chokehold on just on the waiting period. You know, it applies in so many levels.
This is a great story. This was back then at the Homer Medical and Surgical Clinic years ago. I walked back. He said, come here. He just grabbed me by the hand. He pulls me into the examining room because he's supposed to do electrocardiogram. And I'm thinking he's going. He said, guess what? I said, what? He said, I went home. After you prayed for me, I have been practicing 40 years. And he was doing this with him for 40 years. And no one's ever prayed for me. I want to thank you. And you know what I did? I said, what'd you do? He said, I love red beans and rice. And I like sausage. I know you ain't supposed to eat the sausage.
It's a Cajun thing.
It's a Cajun thing. You know? I love it. I ate a whole plate of red beans. I couldn't eat it because it would destroy my... And nothing. This has been over 2 weeks now. He said, I eat red beans almost every day. I have no problem. I said, well, the Lord healed you, Doc. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. That's is awesome.
He said, and he had his eyes were not tears down his cheeks, but his eyes were glistening up and everything. I said, Doc, isn't that wonderful? Thank you for praying for me. You know what happened to the man? He got overwhelmed.
Yes.
In a good way.
In a good way. Jesus.
Because you showed him how to take off the chokehold and believe for a miracle.
Yeah. I took that chokehold, and we both walked out. And he's now passed. But I remember when I'd see him, hey, how you doing? I said, I'm doing good. One time I had a doctor that I had some business with. He saw me walking down the hallway of a hospital here in Metairie. East Jefferson Hospital. He said, what are you doing? I'm doing, what they call that?
Making my rounds.
I'm making my rounds. He goes, he was making his rounds. He was a heart surgeon, a cardiologist, or something like that. He was making his rounds. I was going down. I was just praying for people, being blessed. Why not? If I'm going to believe for something, I'd rather believe for health, wealth, blessing, than sadness, sickness, poverty.
Yeah.
Death.
Wow, thank you, Jesus.
When you can have life and that more abundant.
Right.
Take the chokehold off.
That's like when the blind man was calling out, Son of David, have mercy on me. The disciples were saying, tell him to shut up. Keep him quiet.
Yeah. But that's the world. That's the church.
They kept trying to put a chokehold on him. He don't want to talk to you. But Jesus said, come here. And then he asked him, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
That I might receive my sight.
Yeah. And so he took the chokehold off. Actually, when he got up, he threw away his cloak. Bartimaeus wore a cloak to signify that he was blind so that he could, that was basically his license to beg. And so he went to Jesus and he threw away all the chokehold that put on him. He was ready. And he got it.
I love it. You know, it brings so much joy. When you finally just decide to say, you know what, I'm not dealing with this anymore. Yeah. I'm taking the chokehold off. I'm going to live by faith. People get overwhelmed with joy. And that's what y'all bring from this ministry. So much joy. I have a testimony I want to share.
Okay.
It's from one of your meetings. You were in New Jersey. It says, I remember when you came to New Jersey years ago, Brother Jesse. You were such a blessing to me that day. God has placed with you so much joy and humor. I felt so renewed in my spirit. Thank you. So people, not only only that doctor, and that was just one instance, but people from all over the world are being blessed. They're figuring out that you can live in joy and you can have fun as a Christian.
Well, you've heard me say it many times, Chris, that the only Jesus some people ever see is the Jesus in you or the Jesus in me.
That's so good.
You see what I'm saying? That's why I ask people to partner with my ministry. That's why I ask you to watch Kathy's show, watch my cable news, what I call it, you know, the
Faith the Facts.
Faith the Facts, boardroom chats, that's social media. And then the television ministry, you know, all those kind of things. Because we want to reach so many people. I want to leave puddles of joy everywhere I go.
Yeah.
Puddles of blessing.
Hallelujah.
You see, and you know, actually, I sow my life as a seed. People say, you like to pray for people to be healed. You know why?
Mm-hmm. You get
health. I get health. What's the hundredfold return on
That's
healing?
Right.
Health, man.
Yeah.
It just feels so good to feel good.
Yeah, you know, that reminds me of the how it connects healing and joy so well on in Acts chapter 3, I think, Peter and John went to the Gate Beautiful.
Yeah,
and there was a man that was sitting there begging
again,
and they said, they wanted asking alms from him, and Jesus says, Peter says, look on us. And he healed him.
Yeah,
and
the Lord healed him.
Right, he raised him up.
But what happened was, Peter had to do something.
He did.
You may have to do something today to get financially out of trouble by sowing a seed. Mm-hmm. See, it's not about my future. It's about your future. The reason why I receive partners is not about my future. My future is designated to me by my sowing. Mm-hmm. Your future is too. Be a partner and help me get somebody saved, healed, touched, and blessed. I know how to get people out of depression, discouragement, despondency.
To help them take the chokehold off.
Take that chokehold off completely. Just go to jdm.org. That's our website. You can donate if you like. You can use PayPal. If you want, you can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. Or you can go to the free JDM app and select the giving you want. Or you can mail in an old-fashioned donation through the post office if you want to. I'm telling you, you're going to be prayed for every day.
That's right.
Yes.
We're going to believe God for you. And remember, your future is in your seed.
That's right. That's so good.
Do you understand that? Your future, Sophia, is your future.
That's right.
And it started with a seed. Yes. That is so simple. I mean, really, don't complicate it. You know, I love children because they're born believers, so they don't know nothing about doubt, so don't teach them. Mm-hmm. They never learn to doubt. They don't doubt you. They just believe what you say. Mm-hmm.
They don't have a chokehold on.
No, I see. So, and the whole
they just go to the refrigerator, like you often say.
Oh yeah,
expect something to be there.
Jody used to bring friends over at my house, and one I'll never forget. And they just eat anything they want. One time, she brought a friend over, and she came out the pantry, the friend with a sack of groceries. I said, Jody said I could have it and bring it home. and Jody told me, she said, Dad, you know, they don't have a lot. So I thought maybe we'd just give them some groceries. I taught Jody to sew.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well,
and
she
had a generous
out of my
heart.
So it was such a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. That is such a blessing.
Reminds me of a scripture that's here in this text that we've been talking about, your article, be overwhelmed, not choked. We have this verse of scripture in Ephesians chapter 3. Verse 20 and 21, which says, Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. That's no chokehold anywhere in that verse.
Why? Because according to the power that worketh
in us. That's right. God is able to do exceedingly.
All grace.
All grace.
Everything you can't think of something God can't do other than that he can't lie and he can't sin.
Thank you.
Now, I'm going to shock you with this. If I'm an imitator of God as dear children, if I truly understand what I just quoted, then I should have a hard time sinning. I should not lie. Mm-hmm. I'm not adding anything to it. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. I don't know why people get mad about what Jesus said. If you do what Jesus said, you're going to get what Jesus has.
Mm-hmm.
Just that simple. Right. That's why he said it. Why did he come? Well, to save you? No, that was the byproduct. He came that you might know the Father.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But the Father had on his mind to save you, to save me, to save you.
Right.
For God so loved the world.
Yes, that he gave.
Started out with love.
It did.
The next thing was give. Mm-hmm. You know, our partners love us because they give to us.
Yeah.
You know, and when I say give to us, I mean give to our mission. And a lot of them give to me too. Right. And I said, no, I'm doing fine. And the Lord said, I never forget one time the Lord kind of rebuked me. I didn't. You know, I take $1 billion from my ministry. You know that, and I know that. But me personally, I'm taking care of it. I mean, you know, me and you, we're all right. And the Lord said, how come I can bless the ministry, but I can't bless you? That brings me back to my daughter, Jody. I mean, sometimes I like to bless Jody. She goes, Dad, you've done so much. So, you know, how come I can't bless you? Why does it have to be your birthday? Or why does it have to be our anniversary?
Right.
You know, Christmas. I don't know, Thanksgiving. Kathy just had a birthday not long ago. And of course, we celebrated it. But she can go to the mall and go shop when it's not her birthday. Why do you have to have a special day? Mm-hmm. You don't. See, that's the chokehold.
Right.
You're trying to go, no.
That's right.
No. One time we were eating and Kathy looked at me. It was that, I'll give them a plug, Reginelli's. Well, great pizza place there.
Oh, yeah.
And Kathy says this, let's bring Chrissy a pizza.
Thank you.
Chrissy was in her office. Now, this was at lunch. We didn't know if she already
She wasn't
eaten.
With us. We thought let's ask her to come, but it was already halfway through lunch.
And it wasn't your birthday or...
No, or anything. It was just a random day.
Just a random day.
It was
a
good day.
And she ate her pizza. We brought it to her. That's my point.
Oh, you see what I'm saying? She took the chokehold off. She ate the whole thing.
I ate the whole thing. Hey, it was a small pizza.
Well,
more of a medium.
Their small is like a medium.
Yeah, it was a medium.
It wasn't tiny like the personal.
Yeah.
But it was a perfect size.
I kept saying the whole time, this is thin crust, though. So it doesn't really...
It's a lot of protein on that.
Yeah.
But she loves those pepperoni.
I loved it. When I got that, she texted me, hey, what kind is your favorite pizza? And I was like, oh, I'm expecting something good. But that's such a good illustration. Yeah.
But it's a perfect illustration.
It is.
It wasn't just a regular day. We're at the office.
Uh-huh.
But somebody thought of something.
Somebody thought of me, yes. Thank you.
Well, God
Thank
thought
you.
Of you before you were ever
Come
born.
On.
Yes. Amen.
So take the chokehold off and let God do the blessing.
Yeah, and receive the whole pie.
That's right. No limits. God's removed the limits, so we're not going to put any limits on
Thank
what
you.
God tells
so
Jesus,
wonderful.
My favorite scripture, I often quote it here at Glorious Living, is John chapter 10, verse 10, where it says, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but I came that you might have life and have it to the full, till you're overflows.
Till it overflows.
All of our teachings at JDM, it shows you that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, whether it's the Glorious Living, Faith the Facts, Boardroom Chats.
And now create your living and walk in your world and walk in.
So you can watch it on our app. Watch this sermon, Overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. You get it. Can I take one more minute more? Let me give you an example of what we've done. You know, people always persecute me about my prosperity. Ladies and gentlemen, we got about, 400 sermons? Am I right?
Over that.
We keep adding to them.
Okay. The only way you could get one of my sermons way back when is if you bought it on VHS, DVD, CD, the long play album, the beta tapes. I'm trying to think of all the different things we've went through.
Well, we had books as well.
Books. Now, watch this. You purchased it, which is okay. Because I own that, and it's called intellectual property, royalties are paid to me. That's done by the United States of America. I mean, that's a law. I was getting $1.7 to $2.3 million a year on our royalties. We decided that this is money now. This is physical money. We decided to put it on our app for free.
Yeah.
Which means me and Kathy sold $1.7 to $2.3 million. We don't get that now.
Praise God.
That's okay with me.
Well, not just that, the retail cost of it, where we normally had people would purchase them, and that is what paid for the TV time, all the things that the ministry did. But what we did that for was so people could hear the messages.
We wanted them to hear the message.
And we started out at some point early before that, we had like a subscription-based spot where they could watch, I think, a certain amount for free. And then if you wanted to watch more, there was a subscription monthly thing. But we removed all of that when COVID came in because the Lord put on my heart that just make all the messages available to people because they needed to get strengthened in the spirit realm. And that was like a total amazing thing. And it just took off like rocket ships. And
that's why I'm telling you to watch it on an app. That's me and Kathy C.
That's right.
We don't save that fine. It's okay. And you know what happened? People saw it for free and became partners.
Yes. God breaks. So it
and
works.
The partnership goes to the ministry.
It does.
And it's just such a blessing
We're
of the
able
Lord.
To do more, reach more people, change more lives one soul at a
now
time.
Now you can understand why we wrote a book called Overwhelmed.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's so awesome.
That's right. And it's available at jdm.org. Yes. You can go and get it today.
Yes.
Amen.
It's such an awesome book. And I'm telling you what, I know in my own personal life, I have been overwhelmed with the blessings of God
Amen.
Being connected with JDM.
Well,
I really have.
We still do sell things, but some people, they want to own it. You know, they watch it, but they want to own something, you know, like a library. Well, then you can go
and
get it.
And share it with someone in that way, too.
People give them as gifts.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas gifts, birthday gifts, all kinds of stuff.
This is a donation amount of $5 or more. So you can get multiple of these and give them. People do your own Bible studies with this book.
Sure.
It's a wonderful tool to have, and it's for partners. So partnership book. It's absolutely wonderful.
Thank you for letting me come.
Oh, well, we always love it when
good.
You come. You know, we've got a double dose of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
This time where you've been here at Glorious Living this week and it's also last week, and it's been so good. So thanks for coming.
Okay.
I know you're going to come back.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
We're gonna give
we'll
you a
get
little
you
rest.
On the calendar.
We'll get
Hallelujah.
You on.
It's
praise
so
God.
Good.
It's
yeah,
so
it's
good.
Been great.
Thank you. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yeah, 05.
And
05.
Thank you so much for watching today. It's so good to be with you, Chrissy and Jesse,
so
again.
Much.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for watching Glorious Living. I believe that God has touched your life in a powerful way, that you're being overwhelmed by the goodness of God in a good way. God bless you. I'll see you next week right here on Glorious Living. Bye-bye.